So you'd want to divide it by 7.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So 36 divided by 7, that's the number of G-strings, probably.
Greetings, Emperor Posse. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Amazing.
1 plus 2 plus...
There was one at the harp. There was 2 at the guitar.
Oh my God, before we drink, I saw Clue this weekend. I'm just going to do it real quick. Our very, very good friend, my very dear friend at least, Dan Patton, is playing Colonel Mustard in Clue, and it was delightful.
I'm deeply excited about that.
He was stellar.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm biased, but I think he was, he fucking nailed everything.
How did he play it?
He was a good mix of the humph humph bombastic and like dumb.
Cool.
Aw.
Love it.
There's one line because they did the play of Clue, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Which is slightly different.
Yeah.
Not a lot though, honestly. The movie was pretty faithful to the play.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Mr. Green is you know, they're all outing their secrets towards the beginning, and he says, "And I'm a something 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 who's a homosexual."
Mm-hmm.
And Mustard goes, "Well, I'm not, or not me." I was like, "What?" And Mustard goes, "You asked who's a homosexual. I'm not a homosexual."
God damn it.
Like, it was...
I knew you'd like this
and
joke.
And it was so on top of the lines. Like, that kind of a pattern. That is what Dan is amazing at. And he fucking nailed it. He was the best possible goddamn casting for that.
Yeah.
And he, like, I think he stole the show.
This is why I want to see him as Cyrano.
I know. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it up to him. He'll break his heart all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor guy. For listeners, he got cast as Cyrano for Cyrano, and
in 2019.
Then 2020 happened.
Yeah.
And it did not. It did not. And it's like his
robbed
dream role.
All.
And I'm just like, ah, son of a bitch.
No, the moment that I heard, I was ecstatic for him, but also for the theater going community.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Shit.
Anyway, booze.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, I figured we would all start off with just a little snort of whiskey here.
Whiskey.
What we've got is one of my new favorites. This is the Whistler Irish Whiskey and Honey Liqueur. The Beekeeper's Select Irish Honey, Small Batch Irish Whiskey and Honey Liqueur from Boann Distillery in, is that Meath?
Yes.
Meath, Ireland. Yeah. I asked them for a honey whiskey that would taste like more than honey, because I've been looking for
syrup that is also a whiskey.
Yeah, no.
Like Baron Jaeger.
Well,
don't get me wrong, I love Baron Jaeger.
I've been missing a very particular honey whiskey that Cedia Scotchbringer dropped off when I got my first bar. And I don't remember the brand. He doesn't remember the brand. And Jesus Christ, it was amazing.
So this
will have to take its place for now.
So
that it tastes more like honeycomb than honey. Yes.
Interesting.
So we are going to wet our whistle
indeed
with the Whistler.
Ooh.
Like an earthiness to the honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good. That is not... Because, like, okay, when I think of honey whiskey, I think of, like, Celtic Crossing, which I think is called something else now.
Yeah, they changed the name to... What's it called now?
It's still something crossing.
It's like Celtic Croft or Celtic something like
that. Oh, really?
Celtic Croft is the kilt shop.
Yeah,
Yeah, I thought they kept crossing and changed the Celtic, but I might be mistaken on that.
An excellent question for us to submit to a series
Celtic
of tubes.
Celtic Honey. It's Celtic now called honey. Celtic Honey.
Okay.
Well, that's a bit on the nose.
But that one is definitely much sweeter and much more honey forward.
Yeah. I really like Covered.
That's how I hooked up with one of my boyfriends once.
Was you were a little more honey and a little more forward?
After a while, I was, yeah.
He was a bit Celtic and she was a bit crossings.
Well. That's also... not inaccurate. Salsa knows the person.
Oh yeah. No, this scans.
Yeah.
All right. And to follow that up, I have procured for Salsa and myself a beer that we might like, but I don't know.
Oh God.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mystery beer.
Fulton Thunder God.
Thunder.
Stout with maple syrup, vanilla, and cacao nibs.
Cacao nibs?
We're about to find out. Yeah, they're chocolate crickets.
I mean, I've actually had chocolate covered crickets, and they're they exist, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'll drink it.
Yeah,
I don't like getting the little legs stuck in the teeth. That's the only thing with crickets. Yeah,
I'm not getting a lot of the maple.
Yeah, it's a little light on the
sap. I still have a lot of the honey liqueur in my mouth, I think. It's possible I'm not catching it because of that.
Yeah, that could be.
Because that Whistler does linger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It does.
But, yeah, no, it's good.
And then Jenna has something of yours.
I have a couple more drinks, actually.
Yeah.
I have something Salsa made. marked 11:20.
Mm-hmm. Is it 11:20 with a slash, like just above half?
Yes.
Yes.
Only sideways.
It is 11/20th cider.
Yeah.
Mm. What is the other 9/20th?
It smells lovely. All right. So first, I'm going to sip this cider that was bottled at some point.
On November 2020.
How do you know?
Oh, that's nice, actually. Mm. No. Congratulations on not fucking that up, Salsa.
Yeah.
Remember when we were explaining to your kids about how we... the meanness of the podcast.
Yeah, podcast kayfabe.
Yeah, that's what that is. No, this is actually quite pleasant for a cider. That sounded weird, too. Why can't I say anything right?
I don't know.
I blame the whiskey.
Okay.
But then I also made myself...
Johnny Jump Up?
Johnny Jump Up with... Salsa's cider and the Whistler.
Yeah.
Whistler. So I'm going to try a sip of this now. I actually...
Mm-hmm.
I can't really taste the Whistler.
Huh. It's probably sitting on the bottom right now, waiting.
Oh, it's going to jump out at me later.
Mm-hmm. If you need a stir stick, they're in the bar, which you're terrified of opening.
It's so scary.
Okay, but yeah,
those
in her
doors
defense,
are
I am
really
also
sticky and
this,
all glass,
yeah.
And no, I'm just...
They're in the top drawer,
I think.
I'm afraid of ripping them off. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Okay. I think I'm getting just a touch of the honey from the whiskey, but this... Mm-hmm. Like, I would share this with you, but it's not... Yeah, it's not overpowering like I expected.
Sure.
I'm just not tasting much of the whiskey at all.
Whelmed.
Yeah.
Well, if it gets more pronounced as you get to the bottom, please let us know.
Oh, I will.
I think Jenna's going to get more pronounced.
I'm going to put the rest of this in that.
Yeah. Do that thing.
Now I'm going to try it real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Salsa, the reason that I'm afraid to open that cabinet is that I once ripped the door off the side of a van.
Yeah, same thing.
So
humble brag.
I'm a little worried about doing that to your liquor cabinet.
Humble brag.
I terrified a bunch of cooks from the Chinese restaurant where I worked.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, Dr. Nick.
I have a report. There we go.
Okay, James.
I was late. I had
the
to catch
apropos
up.
Of nothing T-shirt sale.
Yay!
We have a running tally.
Ooh.
So obviously, vote often and vote early and vote late and vote often again.
Yeah.
But so far.
Okay.
But so far.
Ooh.
And again, nobody knows whose shirts are ours. So if yours is called, don't like cheer or anything like
that. Yay!
But in the lead, there's a tie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's going to be both of yours and not mine.
Right now, the lead is between You Have My Dinosaurs and Fast Five.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So, dear listeners, get those votes in.
At least break this tie.
Yes.
Shit.
And also get the third one up as well, because honestly, if all of them do really, really well, I will be super happy.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about making Salsa super happy.
Exactly. That's what this.
Yeah, look, that's the whole point of the podcast.
This podcast started from years ago.
I'm sorry, how many years ago was that?
Both of your kids' ages plus four?
Pretty much.
Yes, actually.
So, yeah. No, it's all about me. But yeah, so that is the update. The votes are starting to come in. People are starting to vote with their dinero.
Thank you.
So by all means, keep getting those in. Again, we've got the Fast Five shirt. We've got the You Have My Dinosaur shirt. And we have the AON Crest t-shirt. All of them are lovely. I love all three of them. Get those purchases in.
Also. Yes. Because I noted on the Discord that some people were having problems seeing the details on the crest.
If you go to the AON website and click on the contest page, you should see clearer pictures of all of them.
Nice.
I noticed that as well. Apparently, like, they changed their it was fine, like, a week before we started, and then apparently they rolled out an update.
Have you met us?
On August 1st.
Fuck those guys. Yeah.
That changes the preview, and suddenly everything was different. So, go to the AON website and actually click on the t-shirt challenge there. And I believe, let me just double check, but I think if you click on the picture, it'll actually show you a full-size picture.
Okay.
But let me double check.
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, somebody can start talking about what they've been up to.
Oh, my God. I painted a maze.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. If you click on the picture on the website, it will bring you a full picture of the shirt. So you can do that. Anyway, you painted a maze.
I painted a maze.
Painted a maze.
And I don't mean that there was a maze that I painted. What I mean was I did a painting of a maze.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's absolutely incredible.
I was going to say it's a labor of thine.
Wow.
Yep.
The both of you are fucking fired. No, thank God.
Remember how we were telling earlier my children that comedy was a subversion of the expected?
You're an asshole. I don't know if any of this is heightened, I think you're just a dick.
Does that mean that our podcast is a comedy podcast because we're constantly forcing our audience to overestimate us?
Overestimate, then underestimate, then overestimate. It swings wildly from back and forth.
Never where you expect it.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is good.
Nobody expects the AON podcast.
So, most of this weekend, aside from a slight detour to see Clue, which, by the way, is playing in Columbia Heights.
Ooh.
I'll make a link, and maybe plug it better later. But they have one more weekend this upcoming weekend, and it is, like I said, a delightful community theater play. It's just fun, and Dan is amazing, and so you should go see Dan, really, because he's fantastic.
Dan is fantastic.
Yeah. But aside from that, I spent pretty much the rest of the weekend out at the Renaissance Festival. My mornings were more campground focused, even the wet ones, which was both of them. God damn it.
Oh. She had a date like that once.
Wet in the campground? More than once, darling. Way more than once. Yeah. And then afternoon / evening, I spent up at the fencing booth.
Mm-hmm.
Painting on the back fence line.
Yeah.
Not the way back fence line, but the maze back fence line. Painting a hedge maze onto that in a somewhat impressionistic trompe-l'oeil style. I think it actually came out a bit more like the impressionistic South American style.
Yeah. Sure.
Because we knew we didn't want or we're not going to get realism in any way, shape, or form, but we still wanted to be able to maintain the illusion, also not have to put in too much detail because that is far too much fence for the amount of detail that would have been required for that amount of leaf.
Also, it's fest. How much effort do you really want to put
in? I'm painting this, and Anna, who's in charge of games, walks by, and she's like, "That's too much! That's too much! Put the paintbrush down! Walk away, Jenna!"
And you were like, "Fight me!" And she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go get my mask."
No,
and
you're
like, fuck.
And then I ran because she is evil with a sword.
We all give the illusion of giving a shit about what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a carefully curated work. Yes. Yeah,
I mean, people see a show like mine and they're like, "Wow, he must practice hours a day." And it's like, yes.
I mean, hours. The day before, yeah.
Yes.
day before, practiced an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hours a year.
Jesus, man. It's not like you're putting a whole sword in your body or anything.
So, yeah, I did all of that. I highly recommend that people come out and see this thing because I took pictures, pictures do not do it justice.
And the pictures look really good. Yeah. So if that's the case, then Nelly.
No, seeing it in person is definitely different. And here's the thing. So they're basically like six panels along the back wall. And I did each panel as its own forced perspective. One-point perspective, and but there's six of them, so there's six one-point perspective paintings, basically.
Yeah.
But they all still kind of come together in the same hedge maze overall picture.
Yeah.
There are certain elements that I kept through and certain elements that I didn't. And like I said, like, it's, man, definitely got kind of that South American mural feel, but, like, each one of those panels is kind of its own thing.
That's what I was noticing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, so when I finished at 6 o'clock on Sunday, after starting at 11, buddy. We all looked at it like Meredith declared it finished.
Yeah.
She was just like, "Good enough for now. Like, there are other details that I want to do, but, like, I'm not going to have the time to do them." No. I want to, what I want to do is put some balloons in that hedge maze to really help make the perspective pop better. That was for you, James. You're welcome. But no, I do want to help the perspective on that a bit more and give some, there's a specific word for it, but I've been drinking already, so I don't know what it is. But it really helps kind of give, in painting, it helps to give kind of a scale.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a specific name for the object that you use to give scale. And I think the balloons, because a hedge maze could be 2 feet tall, it could be 20 feet tall. There's nothing really there to give it a scale. Like an adult male is often used to give scale. because we know roughly the size that an adult male is going to be.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Or bananas for scales. Yeah.
Or bananas for scale.
Yeah.
And there is a very specific term for that object that you use for scale, but I don't remember what it is.
I'm not remembering either.
But if I put balloons in that hedge maze, number one, everybody loves a theme.
Sure.
But number two, it will help give balloons for scale, basically.
That I had a recent conversation with somebody about that on a similar subject.
Yeah?
Yeah, somebody's 3D printed in little segments, fairly large, like 3 or 4 feet tall, plastic sculpture of Putin riding on a tank. And someone had said, there's no way that we can tell how big this is. This could just be like a camera trick to make it look huge. And it was on a kid's playground. So I said, it can't be. Look at the size of the sand grains around the tank.
Mm.
If it were just, 2 or 3 inches tall instead of several feet tall.
Right.
Those grains of sand.
Yeah.
Give away the game.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, they exposed the tech crew to a huge health hazard on the original Dune because they had to use sandworm puppets, but the grains of sand were making it obvious what the scale was, and they had to switch to the world's finest grains of sand.
Just like a powder.
Aww.
Which could be breathed in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it's asbestos all over again.
So, yeah, everyone had to wear safety equipment and that kind of shit. It was a...
Sure.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that on a playground.
Yeah, no. There was a thing that miners used to get that was just that super fine dust that they would breathe in and it would rip up their insides.
Yeah.
It was new multi-microscopic volcanoconiosis, actually, but that's beside the point.
Have experienced mesothelioma. You may be entitled to compensation.
What about pneumosparkliosis?
That is not life-threatening, but it is definitely... what's the word?
Fabulous.
No.
Your x-rays are going to be fabulous.
I can't think of the word, and so the joke is dead.
Yeah.
Long live the joke.
No.
Long live the joke.
Long live the joke. All right, it's done.
Okay. For listeners that don't know what pneumosparkliosis is, this is a made-up disease. It is by The Onion.
Dignity, that's the fucking word.
No wonder it wasn't ready to hand.
It's not what I'm used to saying.
Timing. No, pneumosparkliosis is something that The Onion made up, which is a disease where basically teachers and crafters get glitter lung, where they inhale the glitter and it sits in their lungs. And so they made up this article. And there are people that think it's real. And here's the thing. Like, if you've got, like, super fine glitter, just like a super fine anything, you probably could actually just affect your lungs like that. But it's not... It's not the statistics of like 20% of kindergarten teachers catch pneumosparkliosis or whatever the fuck The Onion was saying. But I love the concept of pneumosparkliosis so much. I actually memorized how to say pneumosparkliosis. So it delights me.
Except pneumosparkliosis is not life threatening. It is merely dignity threatening. Got it in one.
Okay.
Nailed it.
This might be our one opportunity for Salsa to edit the podcast.
Oh, Jesus. Christ.
Jenna, do you have pneumosparkliosis?
No, I was drinking. I have pneumociderosis. I just want to clear that up with more Johnny Jump Up. Okay.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
What were we talking about now?
I made a maze.
There we go. That's right. I lost the whole thread there for a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. So, come out. Definitely come out. Like, we open in less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
A little less than. Yeah.
Slightly less than 2 weeks.
Slightly less than 2 weeks. Come on out. Come on by the fencing booth. See it. Take pictures.
Shit, yeah.
After opening, maybe I'll post some pictures. The pictures just don't grab it quite right.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You gotta see it up close and personal.
You really do. I mean, it looks like the far away looks good too, but the far away in the pictures just looks like meh. Whereas the far away in person, you're like, oh shit, that looks kind
of
neat.
It really reminds me of a Windows screensaver, pleasantly.
Well, it, the one with the hallway where you would like the screensaver No, I thought of that too when I was doing it, and I actually thought of was it Doom that had the dungeon thing?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that. Like, I started like shaping things out and everything, and I was like, oh fuck, I just made Doom, but
no, green. Not well, Doom was all, Doom was always. Oh, what were some of the other like?
Well, there was...
It was like Bard, like the old Bard and some of those, where it was just the picture and you had to like...
There was the D&D video game.
And you like teleported one space forward.
Yeah, that's,
as opposed to actually 3D sliding from space to space. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was Castle Wolfenstein, which was nice.
Yeah.
Between
but
the two.
But yeah, definitely with the walls and the force perspective in there and kind of... It was like, I toned down the edges somewhat. But also because what we were looking for was a good look from far away.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tone them down super lots.
No, it looks good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my pride and joy for this weekend. That's that's what I gave birth to.
So James, what did you do?
Yeah.
Moving on.
You don't want to talk about me giving birth to.
Oh,
to,
that I have
only
no
if you just
with.
Eat okay. the huge burrito, really. So the
hey,
it's a
Jessa
poop joke. Yeah,
are you calling Jessa shit?
Right,
you asshole!
What the hell?
I mean,
what the fuck
it was
is
literally
wrong
my
you?
Job for a while.
Yeah.
For several years, it has been my job.
She's still better at it.
No, I know.
Way better at it.
That's why
so much better.
That's why I got to get this in while I can. Yeah. Yeah.
When she can't defend herself.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay. Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what. I'm still going to go to the bathroom and somebody's going to be like, hey, she's way funnier than you are.
It's because she is.
That's true.
Because I'm going to follow you and shout it outside the bathroom door next time you got to take a piss.
Why do you think I retired when I did?
Yeah. Something to be said for that.
Yeah, no, I could only last 1 year with her there. Because she's funnier than me, and that's just
she makes us all look bad, and that's kind of
exactly.
the point.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I retired before people realized how bad I was.
Oh.
I went out.
I don't know.
No. No, people thought I was bad.
I thought
they didn't
you retired
realize
just a few years ago.
How bad I
oh,
was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
If your opinion of me was low, you should have seen me lower. Way lower.
I mean, I do remember you towards the beginning of your vilification.
Oh my god, I was shit during the beginning of it.
You were entertaining.
There was no
and then it just became
reason.
A tradition.
I had a reputation to hold, okay?
I will say, you're one of my two favorite Vil partners.
I appreciate that.
You made her look great.
No, that
I'm going to say one of my three favorite Vil partners.
Oh, it's just the list is getting...
Wait,
well,
you're one of my 17 favorite
Vil partners.
No, you're in the top three.
She's only had
three.
I
was never on a team with Jessa, but as a Vil partner.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to Vil where when you know somebody so well that you can just automatically go...
Mm-hmm.
And so not finding any people like my age to do that with, I just raised a vilifier and then had
God
an awesome
damn
it. Partner.
Fuck, that convergence. That
oh
hurt.
My God.
That was the one. That was the one where I went to the bathroom and the guy was like, yeah, no, that girl kicked your ass.
Oh my God, yeah.
No, that
was so much fun. It was so much
really
fun to vilify with my daughter at Convergence. I'm proud of myself.
The sad thing is, one of the few photos that I have of that experience is me shaking Gregory. Like, angrily shaking Gregory
Which,
Parks.
Out of context, does not make
awful.
For a good
no,
picture.
No, it's an awful picture.
No. That picture is the reason why you are never going to be able to go into politics.
I don't think that's the one.
Oh, no, it's one of them. No, that is the one.
Yeah.
It's a picture.
Any other picture can be explained away somehow. Not that one.
All the ones I'm thinking of are from Ville.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
But this is the one.
Although we say that, but then Mark Lazarchek ran for office. Yeah,
well, there's that.
After doing blackface, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That happened. I was not there for that.
Nope, that happened. I was there for that one. Thankfully, I was not in that round, so I didn't have to be on stage for that.
I was in cast, but I just respectfully declined that one.
At what point do you step forward and just point to him? And
I was there for that one. Oh, God. And we all tried to convince him not to. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, James, what did you do?
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
Cool.
yes, up here.
Yes. Did you do any painting?
I did not.
Well, fuck you then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So there's that. All cast was on Sunday, and I got to meet some of the rookies that are going to be there this year out in the street, and holy shit. Speaking of new additions to the cast that make you feel like you're not doing enough, fuck.
Oh, they don't make me feel like I'm not doing enough. I know I'm not doing enough.
It's not the rookies that are making him feel like that. It's the consequence of his own actions.
Yeah, it's the me not doing enough that makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. Mm. Ask me if I care.
Salsa.
Huh?
Do you care?
God, no.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, I purposefully get riders put into my contract so I don't have to do shit.
But,
Shit. Yes. That's what I have one more thing I need to add.
Do the thing.
So I found out at work today. So for work, we have what we call social responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giving back to the community. And so they encourage like
forced volunteerism and things like that.
Yeah, like encouraged. It is greatly encouraged. And you don't have to. But if you do, there are like certain benefits and things that you can get. Right. And it's just like, oh, if you do these things, you'll get more. And it's not 37 pieces of flair, but like it kind of is, but it's also not.
Yeah.
We're
friends with benefits, but never volunteers with benefits.
Okay.
Have you not? No? Okay.
Maybe I need to volunteer with you. Convergence?
You can volunteer with me anytime.
I need to go.
you know what's happened in this office.
But
well, there's that.
I found out that. So we can do volunteering for like nonprofits, for charities, for fundraising stuff, for all of these things, and we can claim these hours towards our social responsibility thing. Mm-hmm. Since I am going to be participating in a thing for 5 to 6 hours every day, wherein the proceeds after upkeep are going to be donated to a charity.
So you found a loophole, is what you're
saying. Yeah, I fucking did.
That's not a loophole. That's a fucking...
That's a loop tunnel.
Yeah. I will be able to claim, and I verified this, I will be able to claim my volunteer hours at the fencing booth. So long as I can at some point provide receipt of acceptance of the... raised funds to the organization.
Yeah.
I can claim those.
Shit.
The preferred expected is 30 hours.
1 + 1 + 2 + 1
5 × 15
So even when Jenna's slacking off, she's an overachiever.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when you're dodging with loopholes, you're killing it.
My company has started a new thing where you can team up with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Teams of like 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And if the entire team gets 100 hours within a certain amount of days.
Jesus Christ.
You get extra benefits. So like...
Jenna, can I be on your team?
Right.
As the team, I'm like, I'm going to... So... Like, I haven't even done the math yet. 5 × 15, that's like, what, 50-some hours? 60?
It's 75.
75?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
75.
Yeah, okay, so... And then I already know another thing that I'm going to be doing volunteer hours for coming up.
So if somebody shops at Goodwill, they're fine, basically, is what you're telling me.
No, it's more than that. But, like, basically, I will probably be able to do 100 hours by the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
By myself.
All right, teams, let's get together.
I was going to say, somebody's like, Jenna, can I join your team? Yeah. And you're like, I don't need the dead weight.
Yeah, no, Jenna's like, I'm a solo this bitch.
Yeah.
God, I asked if I could. I was like, God, can I let you?
No. No. And your boss was like,
no.
Of course you want that.
No.
Fine, here's some hanger-ons.
No, I went to the, I don't have specific people that I need on my team. Just give me whoever. So these three people
are going to succeed.
These three people, because the company is so big. These three people do not know me and I do not know them.
They're going to look at their portfolio and be like, what the fuck just
holy
happened?
Shit.
Yeah. I'm just like, and I haven't even dropped it yet that I'm going to be doing all
succeeding
of this.
By association with Jenna is my life plan right now. So
I
let's not knock it.
This has
too hard.
This has already succeeded for me a few times. I was her vill partner.
Well,
I know exactly what they're going through.
Yeah. To be fair, you were definitely the shark to my barracuda.
It was. We did make a good team.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
So yeah,
every so often I miss it.
By way of loophole, even if I only claim 5 hours, but I might claim 6 a day because I got to be there at 8.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And that'll also take into account, like, because I do come back to break people later, so like...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, if I think 6 is a
hours?
Fair...
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, I probably could have claimed this entire past weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, time to get on that.
That almost feels like cheating. That actually feels like cheating.
But you spent, 7 hours on Sunday alone painting
a fence for charity?
Yeah. No, if any part of this is legitimate, it's that.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of the problem that you're having.
Because that was actual work. Festa's playtime.
Yeah.
This was work.
It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, because you were completing a project.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, it's that
every single panel was one cell of a spreadsheet.
I was just going to say, she mapped it out in fucking Excel first.
I did.
God
I didn't
damn
map it out in Excel,
fuck
but...
called it. Anyway.
But I did have the moment where I was like, doop, doop,
where were we?
Doop, doop. I don't know. James was talking.
Oh, that's right. James said things.
And then I interrupted because I had more things to say.
Way more interesting things to say.
That's pretty accurate.
Entertaining, at least. Interesting.
Also. I was going to have a date on Sunday, but, he wasn't feeling well, so we stayed home, and I just slept most of my Sunday, because this is going to be one of my few... Like, he stayed at his home, I stayed at my home, and, I watched a movie and, did nothing.
What's that like?
I know, it's going to be one of my last few opportunities.
For 60 days.
Fuck.
Pretty much. So, I was going to have a fun theater date.
Mm.
Yeah. And go see Fringe with a friend.
Oh,
so.
I'm not going to be able to see Fringe this year.
Yeah, I'm not not getting to Fringe at all.
Configuring 15 different ways, and it's just not happening.
I have
so
one, I think one and only one day that I'm going to get to go.
And I'm you're going to go see the Fearless Comedy Productions production, aren't you?
That's kind of what I'm hoping is that, and also to see my comedy partner's show. This is what I'm hoping. And Newton Jr. With
Sarah Baker. Yeah.
Oh my God. Is also
and Ben the Mask.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. That is the one that I really, 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 really want to see.
The only other one that I would bring up, like, there are a million more awesome
Fringe
shows, but yeah. Holy the fuck. One that I really want to see outside of those you've listed is called Finger Lickin' Good.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Holy shit.
Sam Landman is a Twin Cities curmudgeon darling.
Yep.
Mm. I don't know how better to say it than that. He is the curmudgeon. He's played Columbo.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
He's played a character called Herschel Douchebag.
He's the surly guy you love.
Yeah. Mm. He did, when the pandemic hit, he did something that he called now I can't even remember what it was.
It's a strange title.
Piss off.
Honestly, we've heard weirder.
It was basically started streaming really old vinyl records. Mm-hmm. Cutout bar. That's what it was.
Ah.
And so he would play these songs. Some of them were records he hadn't listened to in forever.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have people vote on which record and things like that. And he basically kept entertainment alive doing this every fucking night for a while.
So good.
Eventually he cut it down to where it was only like certain nights.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still at least a couple times a week.
Something.
Yeah.
But Sam Landman plays Colonel Sanders in Finger Lickin' Good, and the promo picture alone is Sam with his hair all done and the mustache all twirly.
All Colonel Sanders up.
Butt-ass naked. Lying on a furry rug with a bucket of KFC right in front of the bits.
Yep. The lap full of legs and breasts.
Oh my God. I'm just like, this is I want to see this so bad. This is one of those things where like the promo picture sells the entire goddamn story. Shit,
yeah. No, it's the Burt Reynolds naked pose.
It is.
Yeah.
Except it's Colonel Sanders, and it's so good. I like that promo picture alone. Anyway.
And yeah, it almost sold out on its first night, last night.
Yeah.
So if you are going to go see that one, which please do, and then make me feel bad about it, that I couldn't see it, because God.
I can't see it, but I'll still make you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You didn't earn that. Salsa.
I don't care if I earned it or not. I'm a white male. No,
Has he earned anything in his life?
I'm a white male. No, I haven't.
I'm trying to think of this.
So anyway, what I did, is my wife is out of town. She is.
That's what you did?
That's what I did.
I understand.
This is background information, you idiot. No, my wife is out of town. She is on vacation. She has never been on vacation by herself.
Okay.
She has a twin sister, and so like growing up, she would always travel with her family or with her sister, and then when she got older, she would travel with me or with the family or various things. She has never gone out and done things away from home alone.
Sure.
And so she was like, I want to be able to do that. I want to try that. I want to experience that. And it was like, cool. So she took off for a week, and she is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. Fuck.
All by yourself.
Wow.
Which is kind of the Asheville is like Houston in that it is this like liberal pocket inside of a really red state.
Houston or
Austin.
Austin
is blue.
Austin. Okay.
Houston's also pretty blue, but
fairly. Yeah.
But Austin more so. But it's this like hipster pocket within the very red state. And so she's been there and she's been having a grand old time in the Appalachian Mountains or the Smokies and just hanging out and doing all sorts of crazy things, which, you know, she like, there's a dude who sits on the street corner in Asheville, and you go and talk to him, and basically, like, he interviews you for a few minutes, and then he sits down with his typewriter, and he writes a poem about you.
Aww.
Wow.
And that's how he makes his livings. Busking, typing, inventing, writing poems for people on an old typewriter.
Jesus.
All right.
A poem for you.
That's fucking amazing.
I need to rethink my life.
I know. That is like the hipsterest thing I've ever heard, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've told you my ideal vacation by myself, right?
No, but...
Yeah.
No, but that's what he does. He instead of going out and drumming on bucket lids or you know, juggling or doing those things on the street corner...
Playing the saxophone in the subway.
Interviews you and then writes a poem.
That's amazing.
About you.
That's pretty cool.
On an old typewriter.
That's improv set, but like on a typewriter.
Beautiful! I love this so much.
Of the most popular Reddit accounts of all time is effectively that, but for internet.
But she has karma. This typewritten piece of paper that she's like, I'm taking this home and framing it.
Yeah.
Because this is amazing. You know? So that sort of thing is what she's doing.
Right.
There's apparently, we need this, by the way. And if anybody wants to take this idea and run with it, please fucking take this idea and run with it and make me an investor, because I want in. It's a bookstore. It's a used and old, you know, old and rare bookstore.
That's not new idea, Salsa.
Hold on. Rare bookstore. That is also a champagne bar.
Nope, I'm in.
Yeah, all right.
So you go and you buy a book and then you buy a glass of champagne. Mm-hmm. And my wife had like elderberry champagne with a piece of candied hibiscus in it. Fuck and yes. sat there and read her book with a fucking flute of champagne and then a charcuterie board.
I mean, I actually had the idea to do like a coffee shop / bar thing. Mm. But just champagne and charcuterie
This is like the whole Barnes & Noble like coffee shop inside of a bookstore. Mm-hmm. This is that, except ramped up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But then she's been hiking in the Smoky Mountains and like swimming in rivers and things like that. But anyway, back to me. I got sidetracked. This is what I've been doing.
I'm the salsa. Salsa could be.
That's what they're tuning in to hear.
Well,
no, but anyway. Sure. So she's been gone, and so it's been me with the kids, and it's been a lot of fun this weekend. It rained all fucking weekend, basically, and so we like sat inside and we like cuddled up in bed and we watched the Hilda movie. In bed on Saturday, and it was just fucking amazing.
Yeah,
you know. And then like Sunday, after the rain let up, like we made tres leches cake.
Oh, and, spectacular!
And then while it was, you know, soaking, I piled the kids into the car and we went away. And the kids were like, "Where are we going?" And I'm like, "I'm not going to tell you until we got there." And I took my kids for the first time ever mini golfing.
Mm.
Yeah! It was fucking amazing. It was a great time.
I love mini golf.
It was so good. My kids had never been. When they realized where they were, they lost their minds. And we went mini golfing together. Just the three of us. And it was goddamn fun. It was such a fun time. Just, you know, getting out there with my kids and just teaching them how to play mini golf, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely loved it. We went to the links at Dred Scott Field, which is down in Bloomington, on Old Shakopee. And as far as mini golf courses go, this is a pretty good one. I like this one a lot. Like around hole 4 or 5, there's a lot, there's like water features all over the place. There's a lot of waterfalls and things like that. You play over bridges and things. But like around hole 4, that like Asher suddenly like, whoa, like what, you know, startled and was like, what is it? And there's like an alligator in the river.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's awesome. But like the The course has a couple slots where your ball can go in the water. You know, like it can just fall into the river.
Yes.
But no, they had a fantastic time. You know, and like I was keeping score, but it was sure. all self-reported, and yeah. they were like, we don't really care about no. the score. We're just having fun.
Right.
You know. And it was just a lot of fun, you know, having fun with my family. It was a yeah. good time. It was a really good Sunday. And then we came home and we had Tres Leches cake, huh. which was because the reason we did this is my wife does not like Tres Leches cake.
Oh.
It's a soggy cake yeah. that
texture
the
thing?
Texture, my wife hates it. So okay. we're like, this is our opportunity.
Shit,
we're
yes.
doing this. Before she gets home, we're going to do flan as well. We're just like, we're making this. So we did, and it was delicious. And then we went out for Chinese food, and it was
fucking Tres Leches.
It was a good time. So yeah, no, that's what I've been doing is solo parenting for the past few days, and it's had its ups and downs.
Sure.
Probably imagine.
Tell me about solo parenting.
Yeah, I'm solo parenting two of them. So. You definitely win. Don't get me wrong. But like,
it's the same, but adjusting for inflation is the
yeah.
But no, and I'm not complaining at all. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love being a parent and having, you know, the hard times are hard. That's what being a parent is.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, no, that's what I've been up to.
Nice.
Doing some wood turning too, but that's normal.
Thing that that I ended up doing, and that was,
I mean, we did really talk over everything that yeah. you did, so
I looked at a house I don't did know
like
what's gonna
looked at it or looked at
like
it.
Looked at it looked at it
like went in.
Sexually,
like biblically.
Oh
whoa, yeah. buddy.
Walls I don't
Jericho?
Know I don't know what's gonna happen, but we're putting in an offer.
Oh, can I ask the rough location of this?
Where?
It is in St. Paul.
Ugh.
Thanks. Yeah.
Fucking hate St. Paul. God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well. It's got a two-car garage, a three-season porch.
St. Paul has its moments.
Yeah, a furnished basement with a fireplace and a number of other features. So we're hoping.
I mean, honestly, like St. Paul house pricing is a bit more realistic. I'm not gonna lie. Like
this one is actually in our price range.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Minneapolis is somehow Jesus even Christ. More ridiculous yeah. than
like they're
St.
both
Paul.
Ridiculous, but this one this is the right amount of money uh-huh. for the right amount of house.
Mm-hmm.
Is how we're feeling.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I grew up in St. Paul. I finally escaped St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a heck of a time getting me over to St. Paul. I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, I get that.
I've got all of the awkward memories in St. Paul. It's,
I get that too.
But, fingers crossed for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Because as soon as you buy that house, then you can sell it in like 6 months. For way more money than you bought it for.
In this
and then
market?
You can buy something in Minneapolis.
Don't think we haven't thought about that. But,
yeah, no.
This is... If we end up keeping this house, it'll be great. And if we end up selling this house, it'll be great.
Mm.
But, yeah. The owners are talking about selling it to us because they would much rather sell it to people.
As opposed to
yep.
a company.
And, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a lot of that going around. That.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to get my hopes too far raised, but holy shit.
Don't get excited until you know you can get excited.
Yeah.
But it is so hard.
I'm just slowly tucking it into a little suitcase.
So hard not to dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
No, I went through this 6 months ago. I know exactly what you're going through.
Oh, did you?
6 months ago? How?
7 months ago. Okay. Eight months ago now.
No,
oh,
almost
Salsa,
a year.
Did you look at houses?
Oh my God, it's almost a year.
Almost a year, asshole.
No, this is...
Because...
This is already August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. 8 months.
11 months.
Yeah, it was in December.
I suppose we moved in December, yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah, no, you were showing me pictures of this place.
During Fest.
At Fest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, it's been a year. Fuck.
God.
So, I know exactly what we went
you
through.
You assholes in your timelines.
We went through it 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, because 3 years ago, we were looking 4 years ago.
Yeah.
My 5 years is tough. Really flown.
Yeah, really goes by pretty quickly, yeah. Honestly.
I don't have the right sad sound.
It's amazing how quickly 6 years can become 7 years.
No, I'm not going to use that
8
one.
8 years ago today.
Huh. We're going to take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
My ex had a third nipple.
Huh. Was it you?
I mean, I have a mole in my cleavage. Oh, I get this.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna. And I have a mole in my cleavage. Oh, you thought I was talking about that kind
if
of
you
mole.
Were...
No,
well, I was wondering if it was like a sauce of some kind so that you'd have a mole in your cleavage.
No. I mean, I do have... actually have like
oh yeah you do
a mm-hmm. pretty awesome mole yeah. substantial in my cleavage.
It does, it kind of looks like a third nipple.
Yeah, I've had people refer to it as my third nipple.
Huh.
You should,
it's
you
still
should,
my cleavage mole.
You should name it Guaca.
No
It's time for a fast five.
Fast five. I don't know why you guys think you're so funny.
Because we're hilarious.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Nope.
Cole.
Woo.
Ooh, which one?
It says friend Cole. K-O-L-E.
Oh.
K-O-L-E.
Cole. Yes, friend, yeah. Friend Cole with a K. We have a C Cole and a K Cole.
I saw. Whoa!
Shut your K Cole.
That one was unintentional, but I own it.
The first time I ran into C Cole, I'm giving him a new nickname. His new nickname is Cole.
We have Cole and K Cole.
Yes.
Cole,
if you have concerns about this nickname, please let us know.
If you hate
and
it,
we will adjust it.
If you hate it, I will never say it again. I do promise. Otherwise, that's your name from now.
Now you're Cole. Yeah. However, right. Cole.
Cole.
Was like, yeah. So apparently, you guys got a fast five from me, but I don't remember. Sending fast five, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, there are two Coles.
No, yeah.
There are two Coles, and this is very important. So, yeah. I never thought Cole was going to be the name that needed nicknames, but here we are.
Hi, my name is also Cole.
Oh, I get this joke. It delights me.
Fuck.
So anyway, are we doing it?
Yes, opening thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, fine. You've convinced me that I am a friend of the podcast.
Woo!
Yay!
After finding out what I just called you, you...
You might be a friend of the podcast, but is the podcast a friend to you?
Friend of the podcast, except salsa.
I mean...
This,
well,
this
that might
fair.
Be everyone.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not just one person.
Not narrowing it down, bud.
No, seriously, if you hate it, I do genuinely apologize, yeah. But otherwise, we're keeping
love it.
This is one of those Schrodinger's jokes where it's like, if you hate it, I was just joking. But are you serious?
I sent you my cake hole. Please respond.
Okay, fine. You've convinced me I am a friend of the podcast. I only said that I wasn't a friend because I don't actually know any of you.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know a lot of the same people that you know, but I've never met any of you in real life.
Yeah, I've actually looked through all this. I was like, how do I, what, have we met?
Although I did say hi to Casimir once after a show at Fest probably 3 or 4 years ago. I hope I wasn't an asshole to you.
You probably were.
Yeah, let's face it, it was you, so,
I'm usually pretty personable at Fest.
Well, because you're putting on a character, so I suppose.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
A veneer.
God.
Kaz veneer.
Wow. Oh, my God. You guys think you're hilarious right now.
Because we are. I hope to change that someday. I hope you enjoy these questions.
Yes! Woo!
Question number one.
Oh, she got it right that time.
Piss off! Dick.
Last week was amazing.
Question number one. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Cake cold?
Cold. No,
I like it
sea
hot.
Cold.
Ah, sea cold.
Nope, I like it hot. Mm. Most things I prefer hot. I like it hot.
I'm trying to think.
See, like, I'm okay with hot coffee, but I'm also okay with cold coffee.
I prefer hot coffee. Even on hot days, I'm like, there's something about just, like, a good cup of hot coffee.
Shit. Friend of me of the podcast, Eric Thompson.
French.
Often brings a small flagon with a dragon of hot coffee to distribute.
The brew that is true.
Yes. And I'll tell you, that does put a fucking shine on the morning. Mm-hmm. So even when it's going to be hot out.
I mean, you know, we make coffee at Booth now, right?
Bread fresh out of the oven is really nice.
Oh, my God.
But I'll still eat the bread cold.
When I was pregnant, there were three things that I craved. McDonald's French fries. Anything spicy.
And revenge.
And the D.
No.
we went different directions.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like mine is correct.
Mine is not wrong
fresh
either.
Fresh baked bread.
Fresh
bread.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't just going in as like fucking... Did you guys like take drugs together or something before I came back down? Are you?
I mean, alcohol's a drug.
Yeah, but I've been taking that with you. Am I just like
what's
not
the percentage
affected
on this?
Affected by alcohol? Yeah, what's
in
those beers?
That is a good question.
What the hell is in those beers?
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
it's 7.5.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well.
A slightly stouter stout.
All right, so even though I'm having a Johnny jump up, you're still kicking it harder. All right.
So cold.
Yeah.
Hot.
I'm going to go hot because I like a hot shower.
I like a hot shower. I like hot weather. I like my electric. I want my rock. I want my heating rock.
Oh, but I love a swimming pool more than I love a hot tub.
Oh, let's see. Hot tub over swimming pool for me.
Okay. Based on that, I'm going to go with cold.
All right.
I've made up my mind.
Two colds and a hot?
Yep.
All right.
All right. Bartender, two colds and a hot.
Three orange whips.
Question number two. Plain. AI.
Okay.
Plain. I was about to say, how is that spelled? Plain.
Plain. Or extra.
Oh, I'm super extra.
I like extra. I like things.
I'm real extra.
I always get chicken nuggets with no sauce, and the person on the other side always sounds incredulous.
Because you're boring.
I actually also get nuggets without sauce. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. McDonald's nuggets with honey.
With honey.
Not honey mustard.
Although honey mustard's good, too.
Yeah,
honey. But straight honey is fucking good.
Specifically, the McDonald's chicken nuggets with honey.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've tried the Burger King ones with honey, and it's not the same.
It is not the same.
The Burger King ones, though, are like more crumble breaded.
Mm-hmm. More of a crumb.
Yeah, just dip that shit in honey.
Where the McDonald's ones are like flaky.
Yeah. And they're just so good.
Well, shit, honey. I know I have to stop on the way home now.
No, it's always extra with me. If I could have anything or anything with stuff on top of it, okay, I'm getting shit on top of it.
Extra gravy.
Yes. Bring it.
One of the few fried things that I will dip into a sauce reliably are Arby's jalapeno poppers, because they have the bronco berry sauce.
That bronco berry sauce is really good.
It is really good. And it's perfect with that.
Burger King has Burger King onion rings with the tangy sauce.
That's another one.
That's fucking good.
That I will get. I'll put that tangy sauce on fucking anything and everything.
Yeah, I know. I put that tangy sauce right on my burger.
Yeah.
Because it's real good.
I'll eat the carton that the Burger King
is. Where is the tangy sauce from again?
Burger King.
If I can dip it in that sauce.
It's their onion ring sauce?
Yeah. Zesty ring sauce is the name.
Yeah.
Okay. I was
holy
like,
shit,
what the
it's good.
Yeah.
That is unreasonably good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
All right. I'll figure that out next time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it, so I don't know if you're going to have it, but fuck.
I'll find out.
Now I have to choose between McDonald's.
No, you really don't.
Literally, like, going through a drive-thru, I'm like, can I get the chicken nuggets? That's it. Yeah. Mm. I can get fries, but like I don't like the Burger King fries. If it's McDonald's, I'm in for the Burger King fries.
So, Seacole went to a...
You mean Cole?
Oh, yeah,
yes, Cole.
Cole.
Cole. Cole, 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 Cole.
We went to a McDonald's together, and I introduced him to dipping nuggets into ice cream.
Nope.
And he was like, that is disgusting, and yes. I love it. It should not be that good.
Because it's not.
I've tried it.
I love
it. I have tried it. I am opposed. It is not like a dead no. It's not like, but like...
well, if you're going to get all mixed up inside from the casein
allergy... I don't think that's what he's talking about,
that's not
though.
What I'm talking about. I'm talking about the flavor. Yeah. I'm talking about the texture. I'm talking
not
about...
Not a fan of the flavor and texture?
No.
Huh.
I'm really not.
I am.
No. Not for me.
That and fries. I'll dip fries into a...
No, yeah, fries go in mayo.
Yes.
Fries do go in mayo.
Yep.
Tartar sauce.
Or also tartar
sauce is a good choice. Yep.
Which is a mayo base.
Sriracha
like
mayo is my favorite to dip things
that'd
into.
That'd be good.
Do you know, Heinz has actually started making mayo mix condiments now.
Yeah, but they call them weird, almost kind of borderline kind of, gross-sounding names.
Yeah. Like, their names are not...
Mayo Racha sounds like something that you get a medicated cream for.
Yeah.
Mayo Stirred.
No, that, I don't need...
Was the one that I was like...
I don't need a pre-mixed condiment. I can make it myself.
There's that. But also, I mean, this reminds me of... what was it? Dr. Thunder.
Thunder.
My mom had purchased
Dr. Thunder. That's the knockoff Dr. Pepper, isn't
it? Yeah, and I was like, that sounds like IBS. I don't want something that sounds like a digestive problem. Thanks, but I appreciate it.
To be clear, Dr. Thunder is not the universal mixer.
No.
No, only Dr. Pepper.
Only Dr.
Question number three. Blue or green?
One of my eyes is blue, and one of my eyes is green. So,
which of Jenna's eyes is the better one?
Rude, but I like the green one better. Blue one's kind of an asshole.
I think I look at your right eye the most, and I think that might be the green one.
I don't remember. Hold on.
Is this like...
I think so. I think the right one is the green one. Mm-hmm. I always look at it in a mirror.
Yeah.
So like for me, I'm just like, shit, flip it.
Which
flip
one is it?
Flip it. Yeah.
Okay. If I have to be out in the summer,
okay,
I would rather be in a lake than in a field or a park.
I was going to say, given a choice of places to drive, I'd rather drive on the green part of the map.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
You've never been in an amphibious boat, have you?
No, but I do love that They Might Be Giants song.
Because they're fucking cool.
Okay. Spearmint or Wintermint?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I still don't know the difference.
Which is blue?
Are you flavor blind too?
It's all mint.
No. Okay,
Holy fuck, a mint lover...
As an expert salsa. On things that are mint, we are going to have a taste test for you at some point.
Okay.
Where I'm going to give you peppermint, spearmint, wintermint. Wintermint, by the way...
Is that wintergreen?
Yeah.
Wintergreen is a product
so that's the green
wintermint.
Yeah.
No.
No. Wintergreen is
blue.
Usually blue on the packaging.
Yeah. Spearmint is almost always
Here's
green and peppermint is almost always red.
So there's menthol and menthe.
This might be why there's confusion.
Right. They are two very different mints.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, there is literally, like, the mint family, and then there's winter mint is not actually a part of the mint Correct. Family.
Yeah.
But has a minty taste. Yeah.
Which is blue.
Yes.
Yes. So...
I'm going to say blue because I would rather spend my summers in the water than in a park.
One of our listeners is allergic to mint, but can have winter mint.
Yeah.
For example.
Wintergreen, which is blue.
Oh, my God. Menthol.
Even
they can
mint
have...
is trolling me.
Have you met you?
No.
I'm
the lucky one.
As little as possible.
So, between the flavor profiles, I'm going to assume the green is spearmint. Because peppermint is just kind of, it's around.
Peppermint is red.
It's red. You're correct. Yeah. I actually go wintermint more often, so I'm going to go blue.
I go spearmint more often than I go wintermint, so I'm going to go, I guess I'll go green.
But I love my peppermint tea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, peppermint tea. Huh. Fuck yeah. And I do like spearmint mojitos.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that was an option.
You haven't done spearmint mojitos?
Fuck.
Fucking change your life, bitch. Yeah.
This sounds like the gin Bloody Mary, the Bloody Margaret, but for mojitos.
What is a regular mojito?
Okay, well, it's actually going to depend on the establishment.
Is peppermint.
But it's
mint.
Usually, there are different
mints. Yeah, but what's the regular mint in a mojito?
I think it's peppermint.
Okay, so peppermint is normal.
I think it's peppermint,
okay, because I was like, spearmint is
Well, but there's other, like, there's an entire family of mints out there.
Yeah.
So, like, there are strains that people make that are specifically for mojitos, and they're called mojito mint. So mojito mint is the one that you're probably going to find most often.
I would say this is all Greek to me, but I understand Greek more than I understand mint.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, eta, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega.
I had to do that backwards while holding a lit match because I did it forwards too quickly.
I didn't because I was smart.
I loved my theater sorority, though.
I got booze, too. I made it.
I got to stay in a house with theater and philosophy majors.
Yeah, I was in a theater frat, which was fantastic.
Same.
I stayed in the international Salon house with the Swedish exchange students.
Okay, that's not bad.
We'll give you a pass on this one.
Yeah. Anyway, wintermint.
All right. So is that blue or green?
Blue.
Green.
Blue. Okay. Question number four. Green or blue?
Okay. Between the regular tunic and the Zora tunic, I wear the Zora tunic more often.
I like the Zelda blue tunic is snazzy.
Yeah.
But Link's green is...
Green is classic.
Is classy.
It's so classic.
It is.
Now I'm going to go green on this one.
All right.
I have a blue tunic that kind of looks like the Zelda blue.
That's true. Shit. Yeah, you do.
It's really nice, but no, the green is classic. The
green is classier.
All right. Question number five.
Five.
Individual.
Yes.
Which is going to be my choice.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Us, individual.
Or chain.
Individual or chain?
Or chain.
Let's see.
I like individual restaurants.
Oh.
Yeah, no, good call. I'm going with individual.
That is a good call.
I love... Man, that was...
Give me a cute little mom and pop.
Yeah. Here.
Something that I enjoy as a date... is finding a small one-off restaurant that I've never been to and going there with my date.
Here.
Yeah.
Here. No, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. All right. Opening up the contexts. Question number one, hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer your coffee...
Holy shit!
What?
...to be hot or iced?
Hot.
I prefer
hot. Hot coffee. Yep. Here we go.
All right. Question number two, plain or extra? Do you prefer your coffee black, or do you add cream, sugar, or other flavors? Oh. I got this one wrong. I like my coffee plain.
It depends on the coffee. Yeah. If I've got a good light roast where I can taste all the nuttiness and everything in it, I will go plain.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a super dark roast, I'm definitely adding something to it.
Huh.
People get excited over dark roasts, and it kind of bothers me because I feel like you just burned the bean.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like dark.
There's
either.
A whole psychological thing about that where people are programmed to ask for a dark, rich roast, even though that is not anything that they want.
Yeah, we talked about this ages ago when what's his name, Scott?
Yeah,
was on the podcast. Yep.
What people actually want is sweetness, fruitiness, and flavor.
I will occasionally do the thing where you put like a sprinkle of cinnamon in the coffee grounds when you make the coffee. I will occasionally do that. Otherwise, do not put fucking milk or creamer in my coffee.
No. I've been doing cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yeah. Well, but that sort of thing. I've got a baking spice blend that's got cinnamon, nutmeg, anise, cardamom.
Isn't that just pumpkin spice?
Mostly, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little different, but yes.
Yeah.
So you like your pumpkin spice coffee?
You are
so basic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yes. Yeah. Have you met me?
And he doesn't have Ugg boots, but he does have an Ugg face. So,
buddy.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Oh, buddy.
It's fur lined.
No, it's. Is that really fur, though?
Sounds like it low.
Anyway.
I can't get any lower. Are you kidding?
It all depends on the coffee. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I will at least have some cream just to cut down on the acidity, because my tummy is sensitive.
Yeah.
It's kind of an asshole.
I burned a hole in my stomach doing security and making... coffee without sugar or cream in a pot that I would then stir instant coffee into until it was thick, and then that would keep me awake overnight. So yeah, I just like
usually just a little bit of cream
rotted a hole
because
in
of the acidity, but I do love a light to medium roast where I can actually taste all of the flavors. Let me tell you more about Velasquez family coffee. No.
Back when the coffee shop at Fest was, before it was Maid Marian Coffee, what was it? It was a coffee shop in like Minneapolis. What was that?
Tilly's Bean.
Yes, back when it was Tilly's Bean. My friend Katie and I would go there in the morning for coffee, and we would get the dirty chai.
Oh my God.
yes. with so it was the chai with three shots of espresso. And then she acquired the like caffeine liquid packets.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm talking about?
Jesus.
And put some of that in there for us. I fucking saw the face of God. It was like, holy shit, I was vibrating. It was amazing. But it was that was the moment where I was like, okay, maybe we need to cut back a little bit.
I am a fan of functionally three types of coffee most often. One, dirty chai. Holy shit, if dirty chai dirty was a person, chai is... I would romance them.
Yeah.
Two.
No, I would I would have sexual intercourse with dirty chai.
Coffee with
you'd have dirty intercourse.
I would have dirty intercourse. Yeah. It wouldn't need cream, I'd supply it.
Oh gross.
And then
too far.
Okay. Borderline. Okay. So
yeah, you're right on the edge there, buddy.
I've been edging this whole podcast. Yeah. That's for sure.
Heavy whipping cream and no sugar, no nothing else. Or cafe miel with honey or syrup.
I do enjoy a good cafe miel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then and nothing else.
I will eat honey on anything.
Basically, coffee with one thing in it is where I'm at. So, but I still have to go with extra. Because it's not just black coffee.
No, I 99% of the time I'll go with black coffee.
Yeah.
So, all right. Question number three: blue or green? Which chain do you visit more frequently?
Hmm.
Caribou Coffee, blue, okay.
or Starbucks
green.
Caribou. Pretty absolutely. Maliciously, pretty purposely.
I haven't been in a Starbucks in ever?
Yeah.
Years. I've been in a Starbucks a few times, but it's mostly been with other people.
I've been doing a lot of reading about them shutting down shops and firing people when they're trying to unionize. So I'm going with Caribou.
Well, Starbucks is the one that would do the thing of like oversaturating a market so that the mom and pops would be forced to close down.
Yeah.
And then they would close down all their shops until they were just one left.
Yeah.
And so, Starbucks does that shit.
I do have a friend that works at Starbucks. And
as do I, yeah.
Yeah.
And I appreciate them. I appreciate them for giving
their stuff.
Work, but also I can have a preference.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's between them both, like everything else aside, I just like the taste of Caribou better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a Caribou in my new office building. Nice. So
fuck off.
Also, my office's supply.
What doesn't Jenna have in her new office is really the question.
Oh, this is a new game. Let's play this.
Like, I wouldn't be... If Jenna came in here next week...
An arcade.
If Jenna came... No.
Nope, we have that.
If Jenna came in here next week and said there was a room for the ladies to go in and just have vibrators for a half an hour to relax, I would go, yeah, no, it makes sense.
I mean, we have a meditation room.
Oh, there you go.
That's kind of the same thing, honestly. Yeah.
Do they have... personal massagers in the meditation room?
No, I think you have to supply your own.
Okay, so
yeah, but I think that's like a massagers.
Not at all supplied. Yeah. Prized.
We do have. It's not arcades, but we've got game stuff set up in various places. We got game.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Question number four: green or blue? In your opinion, which chain has better non-coffee options? Starbucks or Caribou?
Ooh. I have no idea. I have only ever get coffee.
Caribou has egg sandwiches.
Caribou also has, lemon cake.
Mmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and things like that.
The sandwiches that I've gotten from
Starbucks... I don't know what Starbucks has because I haven't been in
one. They're fine. They're better than sandwiches that I've gotten on a couple of different airplanes and things like that, but the...
Look at me, I've been on airplanes. Meh, meh, meh.
But the I think I like the sandwiches that I get at Caribou better.
I'm going to go with Caribou again.
Yeah.
I don't think I've gotten anything outside of coffee at a coffee shop.
I really haven't either, but I know what they have.
I like legitimately.
I just imagine that a Jenna-shaped storm cloud arrives at the counter and is like, coffee, now.
And they're just like,
do you want that with, and what caribou size has, did coffee?
Caribou has scones and things like that.
They do have a scone, yeah.
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 Like they've got like the white chocolate raspberry scones.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't have any of that gluten, but you kids have fun.
Question number five, individual or chain. Do you prefer to get coffee at local individual coffee shops?
Hey!
Or larger chains like Dunkin', Caribou, Starbucks, etc.?
Given the option, I'll go local.
Yeah, I will go local. And, I mean, I was a barista at a local shop. So, soft spot in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last place I actually went out for coffee, like a coffee shop, was a local.
Mm-hmm.
And I just discovered there's a coffee shop, like a secret coffee shop, like a block away from my house. Ooh. Super local, super tiny. It's the other direction from Lake. Which is why it's like, I didn't even know there were things down there. What?
So, a few blocks from where I live, Bogart's Donuts has absolutely phenomenal donuts, soft serve, and coffee. And so what I will usually do is order a coffee and a soft serve, and I will pour the coffee into the soft serve. Because they have absolutely fucking stupendous flavors.
I get it.
Yeah.
Definitely not my thing, because normally when I get a coffee, what I want is the coffee.
Yeah.
Again, I'll take cream to cut down on acidity, but outside of that, like, if I am going to go get a fancy coffee, the fancy coffee is either going to be a coffee with a little bit of cream in it, a light roast with a little bit of cream in it, or it is going to be the froofiest goddamn thing you ever did see. there is no in between for me.
It's going to be a unicorn with a straw in it.
Yes. But I don't, if I'm going that froofy, I want it to be the froofy things that I know are going to froofy in a specific way. I'm very specific. I like, back when I could have dairy proper, it was a breve mocha with caramel, a little bit of hazel, whipped cream with a chocolate caramel drizzle on top. And occasionally a shot of raspberry. Because I know how all of those flavors play together, because I spent a year in a coffee shop experimenting with flavors to figure out what my froofy drink was.
She kept a spreadsheet.
The other ways of going about getting froofy flavors, not my style. Just not it.
Fair enough.
So, I don't go to coffee shops to sit in the coffee shop.
Sure.
Like, if I'm going to a coffee shop, it's to grab a cup of coffee and walk out the door.
Yeah, most often.
And in that case, it's whatever's closest.
Right.
The only times I've really gone to a coffee shop and stayed in the coffee shop for any duration is if I'm there for a meeting of some sort. Oh, and then it's not really my choice.
Like if an MLM person has offered you a cup of coffee and you're like, thanks for the cup of coffee. No, I'm not interested in your stuff.
No, like
production meetings.
A pre-meeting for vilification tennis.
Oh, sure.
I've done job interviews in coffee shops before.
Yeah.
Things like that. But then it's they have set the time and place and I just go there and have a cup of coffee.
Fair enough.
And then I'm not really choosing where we're going. And if I am going to get a cup of coffee not at home, then it's whatever's closest. I'm just going to grab a cup of coffee wherever and grab it. So I don't really care. But that having been said, if I was to choose to go into a coffee shop, most of the independent ones I've been in have been way too hipstery for me. I appreciate Caribou in that it's a fast food restaurant feel
in that case, where I just like, sure, I go
when
in.
When you're just trying to get the coffee.
Yeah, I just want my coffee. Yeah. I just want to go in, have a transaction. I don't want to go in and have like incense and some dude with a guitar in the corner playing bad covers of Billy Joel. Or you know, like, just, no.
If I'm going to stay someplace, those are the things that I would want.
I know. That's not what I want at
all.
Also
doesn't want to stay. Because he's antisocial just is there for the coffee.
Yeah.
I just want a cup of coffee. That's all I want.
So Bill and I used to live right around the corner from in an independent called Bob's Java Hut.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That did actually become my second office. Like, that is where I got all of my Fearless stuff done, my writing done, my whatever else, my graphic design stuff, all the stuff that I was doing basically as a freelance person to help support us. That was my office. And because it was literally right around the corner, like two houses down and one house in.
What's the one next to the Bryant Lake Bowl?
Well, that's changed hands a couple of times.
15 different things, right? Now it's a Woolett's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a Woolett's bakery.
Oh.
And then directly across the street.
Across the street is Something Brothers?
Used to be Dunn Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a change.
And then it was something else, and then it was something else, and then it was something else. Right now it is the Bryant Lake Cafe.
Oh, is it?
And they do have coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got, you know, to-go coffee. You can... Whatever, but you can also just sit down and do stuff too. Mm. So it's kind of like a coffee shop, but it has more food options.
Yeah,
which I kind of recommend. Like, I had some of their food options; it's pretty tasty, kind of breakfasty shit. Yeah,
that is what will get me to stay in a coffee shop.
Honestly, I'm going to say chain, specifically Caribou,
because
I can walk in and get exactly what I know I want.
Yeah. I'm going
to
say,
and I don't have to interact with anyone further than that point.
Individual, because of 5 Watt Coffee, which has amazing beverages, and also Misfit has a coffee cola, and I'm about it.
I'm going to say Individual because I was a barista for an individual shop.
Cole. Closing thoughts. In case you missed it, I've got coffee on the brain. If you answered Starbucks to either question, we cannot be friends.
Oh my.
Well,
I think their drinks are too sugary and their coffee always tastes burnt to me. On the other hand, I'm absolutely addicted to the dragon fruit sparkling boosted drink at Caribou Coffee.
Oh, good
highly
choice.
Recommended.
Yeah.
I also love the Nitro Campfire Mocha. I haven't had the Nitro, but I do enjoy their Campfire Mocha. What is your to-go coffee order?
Black. 99% of it.
Dirty chai.
Dirty chai is pretty good.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. Either a light roast with a little bit of cream, or cream alternative, really. My super froofy... caramel mocha with raspberry.
I will say I've had the campfire mocha a few times and it is pretty good. So,
One more point of jealousy. The coffee makers in the break room also have Caribou.
Nice. What the coffee. Fuck?
Not the fancy stuff. You got to go downstairs for the fancy stuff. But like,
okay, but
if you just want some regular
follow-up question, what the fuck?
Just some regular Caribou coffee. You know.
I'm not done. Hugs and caffeine. Cake hole.
Yay, cake hole.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five,
and you should,
and you should, and hopefully we don't mangle your name too much. Please go to the website, a1podcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five button, and fill out the form. It's that easy. Also, you should go to the A1 website, click on the T-shirt competition.
Woo!
Look at those t-shirt beautiful pictures of the different T-shirts that we have. If you go on the website, a1podcast.com, and click on that link, all of those pictures, you can click on them, and you will get a full-size image so you can see the full image and what it will look like on the shirt, because apparently the Society6 website
doesn't do good previews anymore.
Prepare your torso. Remember, tacos are on the line.
Mm. Oh, shit, I forgot about tacos.
I too, forgot about the tacos.
I didn't.
We have a tie for first right now, so shit. Vote early, vote often. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I do.
Do it.
Okay. So, Hidden Minnesota has a large number of different escape room games that you can play, but they also have trunks that you can rent, which are like mini escape rooms that you can bring with you. And then they have a library of games that you can purchase, including one that we've been really enjoying, which is the Choose Your Own Adventure Danger House.
Huh.
Which is fucking great. But they have decided to give our podcast a code.
What? You fucking buried the lead on that one, asshole.
You're dropping this on us live?
Yes, I am. Oh,
fuck.
Jesus.
So they will give you a fairly...
Is this a shout-out or a plug?
They will give you a fair... Both. They will give you a fairly sizable discount on fucking pretty much anything that you do there, including, I believe, axe throwing. If you use the code, and this was specially crafted for us, apropos 6933.
Nice.
So.
What's the 33?
That one, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I don't know. It's the 33rd one of these codes that they've done.
Yeah. Uh-huh. APROPOS 6933. So, we use it there. We've been given permission to share that with you, the listeners. By all means, do it. The rooms are great. The trunks are fucking awesome. The games are fun. And they have booze there.
Mm.
They have different beers and different things and snacks. And it's fun. So,
yeah. Very nice. I want to give a shout out to electricity.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Last Wednesday, Tuesday night into Wednesday, there were some storms, and I lost electricity for a while. I did not wake up to my alarm because my alarm did not go off because it did not have the electricity to do that with. And so, yeah, I didn't wake up until, like, 9.
Fuck.
When I normally wake up at 5:36 o'clock.
Right.
And so I just like hopped on my phone, which was the only electrical anything I could do anything with at that point. And like, I have apps for work on my phone. Sure. I was just like, nope, not doing it today, fuckers. Like, I was just like, no, by the time I got ready, like if I came into the office, which is the only way I'd be able to work, still need to shower and get ready. And half my day's already done.
Yep.
Half my day's already done at that point. So I was just like, nope. So, yeah, I learned the value of electricity real quick.
This is like one of those educational movies.
I'm a fan of electricity. It makes things go.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it wasn't out so long that I lost my refrigerator stuff. But, yeah, electricity. Shout out to that.
I'm going to give my shout out to the links at Dred Scott Field in Bloomington, a little mini golf course. We had a lot of fun, and it's a good little mini golf course.
Nice.
So I highly recommend you check it out.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do, but if somebody else has anything and wants to go first, they certainly can.
Well, let's make sure that we mention Fearless Comedy Productions has a show in the Fringe Festival, and you should go see it.
Well, that wasn't nearly long enough for me. all right. Columbia Heights Fine Arts Association is producing a Clue at the Columbia Heights Theater. They have a website. So Columbia Heights, so C H FAA, I think, .wordpress.com has all the information. I will put a link in there.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that they are going through this weekend, but I can't tell you for sure anything beyond that as far as, like, what it is. They are raising money for fine arts scholarships.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, after they cover costs, everything else just goes in a scholarship.
Like five things I care about.
Also, they're raffling a Clue board game every night.
That's
I did
awesome.
Not get it. I was sad.
No, that's awesome.
That is amazing.
That is so fantastic.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then this weekend, bitches, if you is it Convergence, I got some shows that I'm doing. You can find me in Wordslinger's Way much of the time.
Because
not only am I going to be in there to perform my shows, but there's a lot of awesome shows going on. However, you can find me, I believe, judging the Poetry Slam Friday, August 12th at 7 p.m. You can find me Saturday, August 13th at 11 a.m. Doing the morning reboot. I may or may not be in a red panda onesie. We'll see how I feel. And I may or may not be telling some very awkward Saturday morning cartoon-based stories.
Oh, shit.
Saturday at 3:30 p.m., you can find me performing with former guest, awesome friend, Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe.
Should,
we
yes.
will be performing The Concept of Anxiety. It is a... spoken word. It's bizarre. It's bizarre, and it's fun, and it's delightful.
It is fun.
And I will be doing that. And then at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, this one is my show. This one is my baby. It is called Glasses and Spectacles. I'm glad you approve, James.
Mm-hmm.
8:30 p.m. at Wordslinger's Way. It is storytelling, but with challenges, because fuck you, storytellers. Can you tell a story while doing algebra? Can you tell a story while playing Jenga? We're going to find the fuck out.
Fuck.
I have four people playing this game with me. That includes Tom St., former guest, Michael Dineen, former guest, Jenna Papke, not a former guest, but an awesome individual. Also shares the name Jenna, so bonus points
already
there.
Already got that going for you.
And the illustrious Duck Washington,
whom
you know from fucking everywhere. so those are my four players. The winner will get to tell a story without challenges and uninterrupted.
Holy fuck.
So, come on down for that. I know it's a hotspot time, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a concept show, and I think it's going to be a blast, but we're going to find the fuck out. So, show up, have a good time, support a new show. And then Sunday at 3:30 p.m., Taking It to the Streets, The Golden Age. Several people are going to be doing a read-through of a compilation that Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe has put together.
Oh, shit.
On some Golden Age comic books. So it is the text and story from Golden Age comic books. I believe there are a few different comic books that we are going to be tackling. I don't remember which ones because I've been focused on my show. So we're going to be doing that read-through. I'm trying to think of who's involved. I know I am. I believe Duck's involved with that. Kelvin Hatley, I'm pretty sure.
Fuck yes.
I don't remember everybody involved with that one. But it's going to be a good time. So 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. should be just enough time for you to see a show and then head on down to closing ceremonies. So come do that. Let us help be the capper to your Convergence weekend.
Yeah.
Also, if you find me, And you say the secret password. You all know the secret password by now. The secret apropos of nothing password. Tell me what the password is, and I will give you a sticker. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the password is. I don't know. Somebody tell me what the password is.
It's prepare your torsos.
No, that's for the t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's for science.
It's for science.
Oh, I thought it was por qué no los dos.
No, it's for science.
It's Turbo Dog.
Turbo Dog is a good one, too.
Turbo Dog is
honestly, any of these would work.
Probably, yeah.
Any of these would work.
The password might be, bitch, give me a sticker. Yeah. I'm not sure you are going to tell me what the password is.
There are many user accounts with many passwords.
Yes!
Apropos of nothing, we'll never send you a message requesting your password or account details.
We will also not tell you what your password is.
So you have to set your password, and then once your password is set, say the password to Jenna.
We'll send you an email.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
You respond to the email.
Please do not give me any passwords tied to any actual information that you have.
Your password cannot contain any numbers in sequence.
But it must have at least three special characters.
And speaking of three special characters, us. Yeah.
That was the point. That was the joke. Thank you for explaining it.
Yep.
God damn it.
Good job, James.
I was all excited, and then you kept going.
No, it was a great joke, and then James ruined it.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You done?
Not going to kill him today. Not going to kill him today. Someday I will kill him, but it won't be today. Also, I'm doing the Grand Slam storytelling in the first week of September, and I'll give you more details on that, but I'm still super excited to be doing that.
Yeah, get me links to all of those, because I have forgotten already.
I can't. There's no real good way to do links for the Convergent stuff.
Send me a list.
There's that.
I'll send you the screen cap that I made of
perfect.
My,
I'm in lab thing. Tomorrow, which is yesterday, so... isn't really a way to
tomorrow for us, but
I parsed it eventually. Finally, we are less than 2 weeks away from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Come see Jenna at the fencing booth.
Yes.
And Marvel at her beautiful fence painting job.
Yes.
She yells at you to come to fence.
Yes.
Come see James in the fencing booth in the morning and then wandering around making terrible jokes for the rest of the day. And come see me at the Sherwood stage, four shows a day, Casimir the Hungry, Sword Swallower Extraordinaire.
I love how we're on it. Opposite ends of the festival.
Yeah,
from
that
one
way
another.
I don't need to look accident. At either of you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
James sometimes wanders my direction, and I don't know why. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, love you, bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so very much to Cole with a K, or K Cole if K-Cole. You're okay with it. I seriously, until I get confirmation.
I know. I'm so nervous.
But also,
really
this might be our only time to enjoy it.
I know, but I know. If I'm wrong though, then I'm going to feel really bad. So I'm really trying to skirt this one. Thank you, Cole. Thank you. Where was I? On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.